What I want to have a chat about this morning is Paul Kent's article in the Daily Telegraph today. And obviously, he's very good mates with Ricky Stewart, who's very good mates with Steve Crawley at Fox, and I get all that. You've got to stick up for your mates, but he's brought my family into it, so I've got to have a retort.
Oh, what?
The story is why Ricky did nothing wrong. Well, it goes on and on, blah, blah, blah. Then it gets to defending how he's saying about me. I said Ricky Stewart's a 55-year-old male who coached 500 games. He should know better, blah, 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 depending how far you go back. And then this is Paul Kent's word saying, and this is also the same guy who was involved in suing a social influencer for mistakenly identifying his daughter as the victim in a sex video.
Oh!
Given that, it might be fair to assume he knows how emotions roll when family is involved. Paul, wow. I do know how they were involved because this wrecked my family for three or four years. You cannot compare 1 second, to what's going on with this Ricky Stewart saga. You cannot for 1 second know what we've gone through. For 1 second, don't compare the stories. Ricky Stewart's had 12 years to get this off his chest. Then he picks the night that Penrith kick his ass to come out with it and call someone a weak, gutted dog. Then all of a sudden you bring my family into it? How dare you? How dare you? This has got nothing to do with my daughter. This has got nothing to do with her. But you've brought her into it. And because of that, I'm livid. I am livid with you. 12 years, Paul Kent, Ricky Stewart's had to go back at an 11-year-old kid. You know what I did when this guy said that was my daughter on the tape? The next day I was at the solicitors. The very next day. When someone does that something to my family, I do something straight away. I don't wait 12 years. To do something like Ricky Stewart has.